Well, one of the simmering concerns about the pandemic has been its impact on those with a gambling addiction. Some have been left in terrible states when venues have been closed under COVID restrictions. Others have breached public health orders to satisfy their addiction, like the Victorian woman who was fined when police found her gambling at an Albury pub when her cross-border permit was issued for work. Eleni Soltis reports.
The pandemic has produced an opportunity of a lifetime for academics who observe gambling habits for a living, like Dr. Sally Gainsbury, who is the co-director of the Gambling Treatment and Research Clinic at the University of Sydney.
What we wanted to see is look at this natural experiment that was created by the shutdown. Never in Australia's history has there been such a shutdown in gambling venues, which is so highly accessible. So we really wanted to look and see, is it this accessibility that's driving gambling and gambling problems? Or is it something about Australians who are going to seek out gambling in a different format if we were to restrict the gambling venues?
There was an initial expectation that people wishing to gamble would simply turn to online outlets. But Dr. Gainsbury says the reports are mixed.
There's been some indication that people are gambling more online, which is coming from some credit ratings. However, with the shutdown, most sports were also cancelled. And in Australia, there's a restriction to accessing online casino and poker and other types of online gambling. So despite the increases in online gambling, we haven't seen huge shifts, particularly from people who are used to pokies or online venues. It's not really that natural to take these up in their online form.
For Victorians facing stage 3 and stage 4 coronavirus restrictions, going to a venue to gamble is off the table. But just across the border in New South Wales, clubs and pubs are still open for business.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Goodsell and I am a financial gambling counsellor from Uniting St David's in Albury.
Kaylee Goodsell says a number of her clients were able to avoid gambling during the shutdown, but for some, the temptation was too great once venues were reopened.
Oh, look, the one that sticks out for me the most at the moment is I think it was day 3 after the clubs had reopened, and I received a phone call from a client who was quite distraught because he had, as soon as he got his payment from Centrelink, he'd been to the venue, spent it all, and then he'd borrowed money from a family member as well, gone back to try to get his, well, win his losses, and he'd also pawned items in order to do that as well. And he was really desperate, so we spent some time with this person to help him work out what he needs to do, the next steps forward in order to get through that day, then through the next day, because it's not just money people are losing. People lose their livelihoods, they lose their families.
Kaylee Goodsell says she's not surprised by a case where a woman who'd crossed the border for work was found at a gaming machine in Albury.
No, look, I'm not. And I think that there's a lot more that's behind this, actually. What else has been going on for this person? Why did they feel such a need to take that chance and to cross the border in order to feed their addiction? And we have to remember as well, gambling isn't a problem for everybody. It is a, it's a recognised national pastime in this country and it's legal. I think that there needs to be more about the responsible gambling advertising that is being done. I know with all of the ads, we are being inundated with gambling ads.
Kaylee Goodsell is a financial gambling counsellor at United St David's in Albury. Eleni Soltis reporting. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.